Hi, everyone, and welcome to How to Step Into and Stay in Holiday Spirit This Season. I'm your host, Laura Clark, also known as the Soul Wise Living Mentor, and I am really just so glad that you guys could all be joining me this evening. I know we're coming into the holiday season, and I know how valuable your time is. So I'm going to get into this, and if you haven't already, you might want to have a notepad and a pen, because on this call, I am going to share with you my three-step recipe for finding spirit and making choices that align you with that spirit this season. So a few golden nuggets might come up that you might want to write down. And grab a glass of water or a cup of tea or even a glass of wine, if you will, and sit back and just soak in some of this information that I'm going to share with you, because I am also going to share with you my number one secret to make certain that once you have this recipe that's working, it will cement itself for you. It's kind of like when you make a cake, you know, my number one secret is that icing that goes on top of the cake. So I'd also want to encourage you to stay on to the end of the call, because if you are there live after I get off the recording, I do have a gift for everybody in a little bit of an afterglow that I have planned. Once I scheduled this call and I put it out to everybody, I actually got some conversations with a number of people, and I was so surprised at what was coming up for people just by the title of the call, Step Into and Stay in Spirit This Season. And I took what people were saying and sharing with me and asking questions of me, and I'm going to weave that into the call, some of these concerns about, and my answers to you. You know, my heart is really so full of joy and gratitude for this season already, and I do want to share that with you. So let's begin. I believe how powerful beginnings can be, so I want to take a moment and center our intentions. So if you choose, will you close your eyes with me for a moment and take in a deep breath and exhale. Let's do that again. Breathe in and out. And as we spend our time together this evening, may our thoughts be clear of the chatter from the day, our emotions soft, and our hearts be open to the wisdom that is within us and that surrounds us by spirit. So be it, and so it is. Great. Let's get on to joy now, okay? I want you to take a moment and think about holiday spirit. I want you to go back in your own mind's eye to a moment. It actually doesn't have to be around the holidays, but it could be. To a moment in time when you're filled with joy. It could be this morning. It could be last summer. It could be something from 10, 20, or even 30 years ago. A time when light and love just absolutely surrounded you. Can you see it? Find that moment when there was a smile on your face, there was laughter in your heart, and there was peace in your mind. We've all had them. It's right there. Can you find it? Okay. Where were you? Who were you with? What were you doing? And most of all, how does that moment make you really feel? Filled with love, filled with joy, filled with peace? Of course, but what does that mean to you? What does love, what does joy, what does peace, what does this feeling mean to you? And in a nutshell, I could stop right here. But in a nutshell, this is how to embrace the holiday spirit that's within you. And if it were that easy, you would not be on this call with me right now, would you? You know, let's face it, the holidays, They can be filled with just as much joy as there is stress. Angst. They can be filled with joy and love, and they can be filled with just downright PIA. Pain in the asses. So, you know, the high expectations we have of this season to be so filled with love can be deflating if those expectations are indeed not met. And add into this mix the commercialization of the season, the overrated need to be doing things bigger and better than ever before, and, oh, yeah, let's add in Uncle Fred. You know Uncle Fred. Every family has an Uncle Fred, the one family member who absolutely gets on your nerves all the time. He has a big heart, but he can't help himself being so negative and so pessimistic and so bah humbuggy that he just makes you cringe every time you think he's coming. You want to skip the holidays entirely, isn't it? And I know I was there for many, many years. It's easy to go there, even today, if I allow myself. I know I have factors in my own life that could easily allow me to say, even now, why bother? But here's the critical piece. Bother. It's important because this can set the stage for the not only the holidays, not only the new year, but for the rest of your life. Because you can have joy in the holidays, no matter what you see, and even with Uncle Fred coming into town. And just for the record, I don't really have an Uncle Fred. He's just a representation of family member Bah Humbug. So please bother, because whatever way you celebrate the holidays, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, birthdays, the New Year celebration, none of the above, you take a trip to Aspen and go skiing. Bother to be in spirit because it does matter. Joy matters, and it starts for us, renewed right now, right this moment. So the first step in the recipe to step into the holiday spirit is really by defining for yourself what that means. What does holiday spirit mean to you? What do the holidays mean to you? What do you want to get out of them? And I'm not talking about Santa's gifts, okay? Gifts are good. I'm not saying they're not. But that's not the kind of joy I'm speaking about, and you know that. What are your priorities? Not your families, not your bosses, not the business that you run, not your children's, not your parents, not your spouses, and I know I have some four-footer parents here, not even the dogs. What are your priorities? What do you enjoy? That's not enjoy with an E. It's an enjoy with an I. What do you enjoy? Do you like shopping, going to a lot of parties, or having quiet, intimate dinners? Do you laugh and giggle and sit? Does that bring you enjoyment? Does reading a good book? Is the holiday spirit about taking the time to gather with the family that you want to gather with? Or is it sitting with yourself and becoming introspective? What does holiday spirit mean to you? For some people, it means taking time off and doing the things that they love, that put them in joy. Skiing, taking a day to go into the city to shop or see the bright lights, having coffee with a long-lost friend. What it boils down to is, what does spirit mean to you? And when you know the answer to this, it will guide you to the choices you make for the rest of the season. When you understand your own definition, when you make choices that align yourself with that decision, it's impossible not to be in spirit, the spirit you've defined for yourself. And this is something that you can do each and every year because it's not the same from one year to the next. Your priorities change. Your visions for yourself and for your life shift. So it's not something that you can say, oh, okay, my definition of holiday spirit is to eat apple pie a la mode every night for 2 weeks during the holidays and have that happen year over year over year over year. It would be nice, but it's not the definition. The definition can shift, and it should shift, and it should change. And that's why it's so important to take some time to slow down just for an evening or a morning to discover this for yourself. So let me take a moment and tell you why this is critical to enjoying the season. Some of you may know, and some of you who are new may not know, but I allowed myself to be consumed with depression. And it definitely was a winter-based mood disorder for me. It had major components of SADS in it, but it wasn't seasonal affective disorder. It was actually holiday season affective disorder. As I look back on my life, my depressions always started in November, and they typically lasted until April or May. And then I'd get out of that cycle, and I'd go back into it in November. It was that tug that happened during November and December that I didn't pay attention to that got its stronghold on me during January, and it was hard to get rid of. And for me, it was beyond being sad and lonely because, you know, some of the holidays can be sad and lonely for some people. For me, it was absolutely about not knowing how to find and discover joy in me to be in life. Christmas, yeah. You know, that's what my holiday, my family celebrates. And it was big for me as a youngster. I lived in a small hometown community, and we gathered for anything and everything. Tree lighting ceremonies, ballet recitals, hot chocolate while skating on the ponds, to Christmas caroling, to going to church. It was picture perfect. It was the Courier and I've scenes that we've all seen. And it was a time of joy for me to smell the holiday cooking smells, the cookies and the cakes and the pies that permeated my house. And my brothers and sister and I would whisper and giggle over, you know, Santa's upcoming visit. It was idyllic. And I had a wonderful upbringing. But then I did grow up, and as a young adult, I tried to capture this feeling of joy, this holiday spirit in December, and it always eluded me. I first thought, well, you know, it's joy, and I'm young, so let's go to parties. And of course I did. And guess what a lot of parties as young adults get you when you don't really know what you're looking for? They get you trouble, and trouble found me. I over-imbibed, and I went from party to party thinking, hey, this is where I'm going to find joy. Joy, are you here? That didn't work. Fast forward to the next period of life where I was beginning to get introspective and knew parties weren't going to do it for me, and I tried over-gifting. Not over-giving, over-gifting. As families grow and part ways, I thought if I over-gifted to people in my family, they would love and appreciate me more, and joy would happen. And so I over-gifted, and they didn't love and appreciate me more, and joy did not happen. So expectations were not met. And what I ended up feeling was that joy and holiday spirit was not mine to be had anymore. And each year got a little lonelier and a little sadder, and depression got a little deeper. And then my journey began, and that's when I started living by listening to my inner wisdom and began getting over this cycle using a variety of tools. And this recipe is one of those personal tools that I use and am sharing with you. So by defining for yourself what joy and spirit of the season means, it will come. Through definition, it will come. So let's do an exercise, okay? I'm going to grab a sip of water here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a sentence, and I just want you to complete it for me. So if you will, close your eyes, take a good, deep, cleansing breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. And I want you to finish this sentence for me. Holiday spirit for me means this year. And fill in the blank. Holiday spirit for me this year means, and fill in the blank. Excellent. Of course, that answer is going to need a little refinement. You might have the whole thing. You might have glimpses of it. But it's the beginning place for you to step into spirit this year. So the second step to my recipe for stepping into spirit is to make plans and create boundaries. To do this, I want you to think a little bit out of the box. Allow plans to be made that only allow your definition of spirit to come to life. By doing these things, spirit will flow through you throughout the season. And they'll allow you to be in joy no matter what you are facing. So let me give you a few examples of what I'm talking about. I was talking with a friend this week about the holidays, and she shared with me that she sits down with her family to discover what each one of them wants to do this season. And then they make plans and activities around that. And this is exactly what I'm talking about in this ingredient. And so I asked her to go back and do this piece of step one, getting that definition of spirit prior to creating the activities and see how it felt for her. And she said she would try that. She loved it. So within this, there's a recognition that some of these things may not happen because, you know, going to the moon, if you want to do that to find joy during the holiday spirit, might not be able to happen tomorrow. Or there might be a conflict within activities. And as planning happens for anything, you need to create some boundaries. And saying no is absolutely okay at the holidays. It's okay anytime, but most especially at the holidays. So look at your definition. Create those activities and block the time out. And when you're doing this, don't forget to block out some time for relaxation so that you can reflect on the joy and the spirit that you have during the season. A second example of this, and this may hit home for many of you, is where the spirit of the holidays becomes hard. If we've just lost a loved one, if somebody is suffering from a health issue, if you can't be with the one you love, it can be a real time of difficulty. And feeling the loss of somebody, particularly somebody who has passed, whether it's recent or beyond. My mom's been gone for 8 years, and the holiday season can be tough for me if I allow it. So it's about going back to this definition that you've created for yourself. And I had a friend who did just this, I guess it was last year, before the holidays last year. She lost her mom as well. And she knew the holidays were coming up and going to be really hard. She's mother of a couple of young kids, gathering with the whole family together, first year with the mom not at the helm. And so she, and I thought this was absolutely lovely and beautiful. So the week before Christmas, she decided to have tea with her mom. Her desire was not to let her sorrow be so deep to dampen her joy of being with her family for the holidays. And so she thought, you know, if I could have just had one more tea with my mom, and so I'm going to. So the week before Christmas, she chose an afternoon when nobody was going to be around. She decorated her table. She set it for two the way her mom would have loved. She got the best dishes out and the silver tea setting. She got the best tea to have the tea with and the crumpets, all the things her mom would have loved. And at first she told me she felt a little dumb doing this as she sat down and she began to pour two cups of tea. And after some tears and some crying, she started laughing and then had this great conversation with her mom. And she said it lasted for over an hour. And it was really clear to her at the end through this conversation that she had with her mom's spirit that her mom was grateful for this tea time together, but that her mom really did want her to enjoy the season. And now some of you might think this was crazy and that she shouldn't have spent time that she really didn't have during the holiday seasons because it was busy to create this ceremony for herself. But it allowed her to be sad that her mom was not here. And it also allowed her to feel her energy and her spirit and her vibration that is still out in the ether worlds. She may not be here physically, but all of those people that have passed, their love never leaves us. So having this tea not only brought it to her during that time, but it brought it to her through the entire holiday week. And it was one of the best holidays she's ever had. So while she could have allowed sorrow into her season, she chose to create something that would bring her joy. And I just thought that I really need to call her and see if she's planning another tea party this season, because it might just be a really great thing for her. So think out of the box and be creative about doing those things and only those things that the definition you've created about holiday spirit come into the season. And I'll share something that I'm doing. I put this on my blog this week. I used to make holiday gifts all the time and be creative, and I've stepped away from that. But there were many years in my teens and early 20s that I did this with one of my besties. It was kind of, alas, she moved away. And I got busy, and the tradition faded, and she had children, and I had dogs, and life gets busy. But with my definition that I created for myself last week, I said, I need to call her. So I did, and I said, hey, how you doing? And she's great. I said, you want to come over for wine and gift creating? And she started laughing. She goes, those are great times, and we went through it. And I went, no, I'm serious. Do you want to come over? And she said, law, and that's what she calls me. She goes, you do know I still live in Iowa, and I live in Rhode Island, and that's halfway across the country. And I went, yeah, I know. I said, but we can Skype it. Let's get our date books out. Let's have a date, get our stuff that we need, put it in front of us, and Skype while we're creating our gifts. So if you're trying to find me on that particular evening that I've planned to gift create and have wine with my bestie from years past, I won't be around because that's my boundary. And that's what's going to bring me joy. So think out of the box. Be creative. If you know something's going to bring you sorrow, see how you can spin it to allow joy for yourself. If you know that time is going to be short, see how you can spin it to create time for yourself. There are always ways to do this as long as you do some planning ahead. So I hope you're getting a few nuggets. I am going to get another glass of water here. And before I get to the third step on how not to let the bah humbuggers get to you. I love that word. One of my nieces created it, bah humbugglers. I want to share something with you that I'm offering to my peeps in December. And I'm sharing it to my full list at the end of next week, but I wanted to offer it to you first as a way of honoring your commitment this evening to stepping into spirit. And I only do this a few times a year, but what I'm going to give is the opportunity to work with me one-on-one with no long-term commitments, no half-day VIP days, full-day VIP days, but just a 75-minute coaching session. And these sessions are tailored to your individual needs about stepping into spirit and allowing your own inner wisdom to shine through. As you already know, I work with overwhelmed entrepreneurs and business professionals who are really ready to get out of listening to their own inner chatter and letting their emotions run their lives and who want to start listening to that inner wisdom. And I teach that by, I do this with them by teaching spirituals. And I thought, hey, what better time of year to offer this to my peeps than during the season filled with spirit, right? So you can find out more about that if this speaks to you at soulwiseliving.com/spirit session. It's soulwiseliving.com/spirit session. And I don't want to take much more of your time talking about that right now, but I will let you know I only have a number of sessions because, hey, I want to have wine and create gift time with my friend in Iowa, right? But if it speaks to you, being able to work with me for a one-on-one session, I'd love to be able to support you this season. So, again, you can find that more at soulwiseliving.com/spirit session. And don't forget to stay with me to the end of the call because when I finish recording, in the afterglow, I have a special gift and surprise to everybody who's still here. So, now, on to the last part of the recipe. And that is keeping the bah humbugglers at bay and away entirely, if you will. And you might think that this is Uncle Fred, but it actually starts with you. Because believe it or not, you just might be the biggest bah humbuggler there is. Come on, admit it. I'll admit it. I do this sometimes, and I have to catch myself. So has your inner chatter ever said to you, I can't believe I have to go shopping. Can you believe how crowded it is here in this mall? Can you believe how rude that woman was at the register? Or, I don't have time to get this done this holiday season. I don't want to give that party. I don't want to go to this party. I just want to stay home. Can you hear how the bah humbuggler can be living inside your head? And don't forget, the biggest of all, you know, when your inner chatter says, no, Uncle Fred is coming to dinner. It's at these times that you really need to catch yourself. Hear that inner chatter, you know, hear it and challenge it. Say, I'm not going to listen to you. My boundary is you're not allowed to stay in my head. Challenge it with your holiday definition of spirit. Stop and when you hear it, stop and say, my inner intention, inner chatter, for the holiday spirit is, and insert your definition. And I will not allow you to stop it. My holidays are filled with, insert your definition, so be it, so it is, goodbye inner chatter. Fill yourself up, take a large breath, inhale that intention, inhale those words like it's a balloon raising you up. Say it with gusto. My intention, inner chatter, for the holiday spirit is, insert your definition. And I will not allow you to stop it. My holidays are filled with, insert your definition. So be it, and so it is. And when you say it with conviction, when you say it knowing that this is your deepest desires, this is your inner wisdom's desire for you, it's going to disappear. It can't help but disappear and be replaced with that spirit that you are looking for. So for the bah humbuglers that are around you, I have another tip for you, and that is simply your biggest, most beautiful smile you can ever put on your face. When somebody is griping, just give them a big smile and shake your head with that smile. And if you need to say, you know, I think I do understand what you're saying. And it's amazing how that will stop people in their track. It will just stop them. They'll be like, huh? And fill yourself with your intention for the spirit. If it does not stop the bah humbugler in his track, this is your next step, and that's take a breath in, and on the exhale, imagine your spirit of the holiday's definition surrounding them. So you inhale, and on the exhale, you blow out your holiday definition of spirit and allow it to swirl around them. They'll take that energy, and it will soften whatever they're saying. You can practice this with a non-humbugler first, because they'll enjoy it more. But it does work. And the third step of that, the third part of that, if all else fails, because it is, after all, Uncle Fred coming, instead of imagining surrounding them with your holiday spirit, as you're exhaling, inhale, and exhale, a protective screen, if you will, between you and that person. And imagine that only love and light can come through it to you, and you can give out all of your love and light through it. But it protects you from any energy you do not want to come in. Just as a screen on your back door does in the springtime, keeping mosquitoes out. So you breathe in, you breathe out, and you build this protective screen in front of you. And that will really help that negativity stay at bay and not come near you. Somebody said, well, isn't that fooling with them? I'm like, not really. You know, that's not your intention, right? You're not saying that you don't want this person's love and their light coming to you. You're just building a, that can come through the screen. You're just keeping all of the things that you don't want on the other side of the screen. Remember, if you've truly set your desire for what you want this holiday spirit to mean to you, then this is the way to create boundaries. And it will allow more of those desires, of that holiday spirit, to come to you. You're not harming anyone when you are making your deepest desires come true. You are not harming anyone by keeping the negativity at bay. And indeed, without even knowing it, you may just be helping make their desires come true, too. It may be one of the biggest gifts you can give a bah humbugler. So, that is my secret recipe, my friends, for stepping into and staying in spirit this season. Create the definition of holiday spirit for yourself. Plan activities that support that. Say no to all others. Stay within boundaries of that holiday spirit. It seems simple enough, but as the days go forward, sometimes we forget things in life, and we try to make life a little bit more difficult than it needs to be. So just come back to that definition of holiday spirit for yourself and move forward from there. And I want you, if it speaks to you, to do one more thing. And this is my big secret recipe. And it will cement, it's the icing on the cake, if you will, for this recipe. And that is create a magical blessing box. It is an actual box. You can make one using a Kleenex box or a shoe box or any box that you have lying around, because it's fun to decorate it with symbols of what holiday spirit means to you. So you can get wrapping paper, or you can be really creative and go out and get pine cones and glue them onto this box. Or you can, and yes, this is what I have done this year, you can go purchase a small holiday gift box at a stationery account store. I fell in love with mine the second I saw it. I'm like, that's it. And it was $1. So this doesn't have to be something grandiose, or you can make it a big, beautiful project for yourself. So take this box once it's decorated, a special pen, some slips of bright colored, beautiful paper, and I actually use gift tags for my slips. And before you go, put it next to your bed. Before you go to bed, write down any blessing that you may have had during your day and put it in the box. Don't stop at one. You have many more blessings than one. So put these slips in your box. This is a variation on a gratitude journal. I believe counting your blessings is more powerful than being grateful. Being grateful is wonderful, but it has a little bit of, I'm grateful for because I don't have this now. So I'm grateful I have a roof over my head because before I didn't have a place to sleep. Blessings vibrate on a higher plane, and they don't have that little bit of connotation of not having. I'm blessed. I'm blessed for being able to sleep in a beautiful bed and comfortable bed at night. So write them down, and then think about only these things as you are going to sleep. Don't think about your list, what you had to do, what you didn't get done, what you need to get done, the argument you had, the conversation. Don't think about that. Think about only your blessings, because as you go to sleep with these on your mind, your subconscious will take them and magically infuse more of these into your world on a larger scale. Think about your blessings. And, okay, if you want to think about sugar plums dancing in your head, that's okay, because I think of them as blessings as well. Okay? But this magical box will bring the spirit of season to life by using it in this way. And it will be the icing on the cake to bring, to have you stepping into and staying in holiday. I'm excited about the season for you. And I hope that you are too. And I hope that we're coming up on the quarter of hour, and I did want to keep this to 45 minutes if possible. So I am excited about the holiday season, and I hope that you are. If you need my support in any way, and my strategy section spoke to you, it can be about creating a definition of spirit for you. It can be how to weave this into your business this season. It can be how to keep it in front of you. It can be how to sit quietly and find that inner wisdom. I will tailor make that session for you to help you in December and forward into the new year. And that session is available to you at soulwiseliving.com/spirit session. And I am going to wrap it up and say goodbye, but don't forget to stay on the line after I turn the recording off, because I do have something I want to gift to those of you who are still here. I hope you can take some time to sit and discover what holiday season spirit really means to you this year and plan those activities around it. And I want you to take a look at how you can create boundaries around things that don't support that definition by saying no, or by trying one of the exercises to keep bah humbug lures at bay that I shared earlier. And I do want this holiday to be the best yet for you, however you choose to celebrate it. And I believe it will be so. I believe that it is possible to have joy in whatever you are doing under any circumstances that you are presented with. You simply have to know how to access it. So thanks for being here. Here's to your stepping into and staying into the best holiday spirit of all this year. I really am appreciative of you. I'm Laura Clark, and I'm your Soulwise Living Mentor. And please keep smiling and have a wonderful holiday season.